This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Although you'll be receiving valuable advice from our host, please remember this is not therapy. It does not replace a relationship with a qualified mental health professional.
I am Dr. G, and we're here with Engaging Minds. Every week we like to look at issues that we're facing from a deeper psychological point of view. And I like to look at issues that inspire me. And one of the things I've been dealing a lot with patients is this concept of steroid abuse. And I feel like it's become epidemic, especially here in Los Angeles, because there's so much pressure on people to look perfect, especially a lot of people in the entertainment industry. And I was talking to a client of mine, and he had a great point of view. He was an actor. He was getting older, and he started to use some steroids. And he said that he felt like he couldn't be employed if he didn't use these steroids because his physical appearance was so important. And yet the dangers of it seemed to not be as prominent to him. And I wanted to explore that. And before I was able to respond to him, our session was over. And so I have this show coming up about steroid abuse and how to gain optimal performance in our lives and in our sports that we do. After this show, I'm going to go back to my client and try to respond to him because I'm going to know a lot more about this subject. So my panel of experts that are going to help me understand it are Dr. Brett. He's a sports psychologist here in Los Angeles. Donald Hooten. He's executive director of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, and he'll explain what that foundation is all about. And then I have Dr. Damon Raskin. He's an addiction specialist here in Los Angeles. So, gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Don, welcome to the show. Are you there, Don? Okay. We're going to try to get him back on. And Dr. Brett, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great. And, you know, I want to share this with our audience. Dr. Brett is actually in Bangkok right now, right?
Thailand. Yes, I am.
And the irony is your office, you know, is actually right next door to my office in Beverly Hills.
How funny is that? But I'm actually, you know, I've been living and traveling internationally all winter. I was in China in the fall, and I've been in Bangkok all winter, and I'll be back in Los Angeles in a couple of weeks. It's been fascinating to be abroad and to run a full business because I'm coaching athletes all around the country.
And we're definitely going to hear more about that. And I think we have Don on. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. So everyone's here. And actually, Don, let's start with you for a moment. Why don't you answer this question? That I feel like steroid abuse has taken on an epidemic proportion. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the dangers of steroids. And actually, I'm going to have everyone chime in on that. But we'll start with you, Don, since this is an area that you're an expert in.
Okay. First, I think it's important for our listeners to know, you know, how I get to the table.
Oh, right. The foundation. Please fill us in.
Yeah, we, you know, I don't come to this voluntarily. We lost our youngest son, Taylor, a high school athlete that began using anabolic steroids. And, you know, the long and short of the story, he wound up committing suicide as he was trying to come off of anabolic steroids. And that was our first taste of understanding how dangerous these drugs can be. Now, I'm not implying that every user of steroids is going to wind up like Taylor did, but these drugs, as we've learned, can do all kinds of psychological damage to a user, whether they're an adult or a youngster. They are psychologically addictive. They can cause severe depression, especially when users are coming off the drugs And then there's a whole host of physical effects that can cause long-term damage to the body. Most notably is that that's done to the cardiovascular system, high blood pressure, risks of stroke. These are just very powerful and can be very dangerous drugs.
Actually, let me ask Dr. Raskin about that because he's an expert in addiction, and I'm curious about, from the medical point of view, Don started to touch on some of the issues. Well, I wonder if you can elaborate
sure,
on
well,
it.
Sure, well, Don is absolutely right in terms of the dangers, and in both physical as well as psychological. I completely agree. I mean, you just mentioned a few, and there's so many more. It affects your liver and can lead to major liver damage. It can lead to, I like to tell my young men who are using this stuff, it can lead to baldness and shrink their testicle size. That really gets them going. But I agree. It changes your cholesterol profile, increases your risk for heart attacks and strokes, even in young people, which is extremely dangerous, of course. And I agree that it can be addicting. Actually, there has been a study in animals to show that animals will continue to use and reinforce taking steroids just like they do with cocaine because of the euphoric effects.
I do want to remind our listeners, our number is 1-800-222-5222. If you want to call in and ask our panel a question, you're more than welcome to do that. And Dr. Brett, as two of us being psychologists, why don't you elaborate on some of the psychological issues associated with steroids?
Well, you know, basically what I'm doing is helping people get off meds in general, whether it's performance-enhancing drugs, or antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, because there's just too much of this prescribing drugs, both medically and just too much of this use of drugs in general for people to enhance their performance or change their moods or take, or, you know, have quick solutions to, you know, issues and problems that, you know, are long-standing. Like, really, what I'm helping people do is improve their performance over time through meditation, through mindfulness, through present moment time, through what I call the big five performance enhancing fundamentals, visualization and breath work. Because, again, whether you're taking steroids or you're using prescription meds or Adderall or, you know, because there's just such a pervasive use of all kinds of drugs, especially Adderall and Lexapro and you know, drugs that are going to keep people, you know, keep these athletes performing at the cost of their mood and their emotional stability.
Yeah, and I do want to address an issue that Don kind of brought up, too. Actually, two issues. One is that I think that when it comes to some of these drugs, if they're prescribed, sometimes there's definitely some value in it. And if people out there are using those drugs under medical care, if it's something that you want to maybe titrate off of, that you do it under strict supervision. So it's something that has to be watched carefully, and I'm sure Dr. Brett works with doctors and
100%. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're trying to take someone off drugs, I mean, I'm doing it under medical supervision, but I mean, the real issue is just the pervasive use of all kinds of medications, not just kids using steroids, but kids using too much Adderall. A lot of these, you know, Division I
right.
sports teams.
So, go ahead.
Just bounce.
No, I agree. And Don, I wanted to address something that you brought up. Around the depression, you know, I think that sometimes kids get into the use of steroids because they are bullied or there could be issues of depression that are a baseline. And then you add the effects of the drug to it. So it exacerbates the depression so much worse. And that's something for people to be aware of, too, is that these drugs, even though they may make you feel better, they are drugs, and they can actually make you eventually feel a lot worse.
Absolutely right. And in the case of steroids, which, again, for our audience, are just basically various forms of artificial testosterone. And you take guys, and they have kind of the same effects with the girls, but primarily the guys, you load the body up with excess testosterone. You get this big emotional rush that goes along with that and feelings of virility and strength and just an impervious attitude. and then you stop taking the steroids, and the body goes through a tremendous...
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to talk about that after the break. There's also the negative side that you can get that tremendous rage associated with it, too.
That's right.
I'm Dr. G. If you want to call in, it's 1-800-222-5222, and we'll be back right after the commercials.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. G, and we're back with the show. And as you just heard that commercial, I wanted to mention that Dr. Raskin and I have started Concierge Detox LA. It's a service that we wanted to give to people who are dealing with addiction. It could be anything from steroid addiction to really any kind of addiction. And what inspired us was this idea that people needed... There's a certain amount of people out there that need individualized care and done discreetly, maybe in the privacy of their own home. And so with that, I want to tell everyone, if you want to find out more information, you can contact us directly at 323-935-9712. That's 323-935-9712. And we'll be happy to answer your questions. Before we go on, gentlemen, there is a caller. His name is Whit, and he's calling from West Hollywood here in Los Angeles area. Whit, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Gluss.
And so your question is, what are your thoughts on men over 50 taking testosterone? That's a great question. And okay, so Dr. Raskin's already raising his arm, so we'll go around the panel. And I do want to tell our panel, if you want to crosstalk and talk to each other, you can definitely do that. So Dr. Raskin.
So there are definitely medical indications for the use, the proper use of testosterone, especially in older men. I mean, it's normal and natural that as men get older, we definitely lose testosterone, but not all men feel it. And so the important thing is, if you're having symptoms of low testosterone, like low libido, erectile dysfunction, low energy, depression, then go see your medical doctor and get tested. And you're going to want to get a couple different tests. And if it shows up that you do have low testosterone, and in fact, we want to check, you know, some several levels, free testosterone, total testosterone, and some other tests, and you do have symptoms, then your doctor can talk to you about testosterone replacement. And you want to be able to get that testosterone level in the middle or the upper end of the normal range, not go higher than that, or then we start talking about these other risks of abuse. But if we're talking about replacement into the normal range, that is a good and a helpful thing, that it can improve the quality of your life. So there's a very good indication that testosterone can be helpful, but there are risks to this as well. And those risks have to be balanced by your
doctor.
What
are some of those risks, Dr. Raskin?
Well, some risks could be that it can incite cancer. If you do have prostate cancer, for example, that has to be checked very carefully, and you don't want to be on testosterone replacement if you have prostate cancer, for example. And there are also some possible cardiovascular risks. So those patients who have known heart disease should not be on testosterone replacement. So these are some things that you should talk about with your doctor.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, absolutely. Who is that? Is it Don? Yes, jump in.
No.
Hello?
Oh, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
The signal came in and out.
Is that Dr.
Okay.
Brett?
Obviously Dr. Raskin is a very successful MD internal medicine doctor. And, you know, and obviously testing your hormone levels or testosterone levels is really important. But there are alternatives out there, like Chinese herbs and acupuncture, and exercise and other things you can do at 50 years old, especially if you're worried about erectile dysfunction. There are alternative treatments like acupuncture and Chinese medicine that has tremendously positive effects. It's worth exploring as well if testosterone replacement concerns you or scares you.
I think that's a great comment, that there's several options out there. Maybe these are things to discuss with your doctor. I know that Don and I had actually discussed this before the show, so I'm curious to hear what he has to say.
Well, I certainly do not want to disagree with Dr. Raskin at all. Everything he said comes out of the same line of thinking that I've been exposed to. The thing that I want to emphasize is Dr. Raskin talks about going to a straight-up medical doctor who has the interest of the patient at heart, and is really got the best interest of making, protecting the health of their patients. There are, in this new testosterone replacement industry, and it's moved out of the traditional doctor's office, and we've got these clinics posted across the U.S. because there's a lot of money in pushing things like anabolic steroids and testosterone to the adult males. And many of the dangers that Dr. Raskin mentioned, they are very real. And there's got to be more than just trying to drive a 50-year-old man to want to feel better. Lots of risks here to be concerned about.
That's true. And not what I see in my practice, especially in my addiction practice, is when I see patients, or especially our youth, our young people, when I ask them where they get their anabolic steroids, they're not getting them from doctors or even from testosterone clinics. They're getting them from guys at the gym and black market stuff. They're getting stuff that's coming from Mexico and China, and you don't even know where it's coming from or what they're taking.
And I think that both these gentlemen, everyone brings up a great point with that if it's something you think that you want to do, that you get the best medical supervision possible. And maybe, as Dr. Brett said, talk to your doctor and see if you can explore some alternatives like holistic and Chinese medicine.
Totally. And also diet affects libido as well. There's foods that you can eat that, if you go greener, there's certain foods like blueberries, certain fruits, certain vegetables that will, enhance your sex drive. So there are ways through diet, exercise, Chinese medicine to actually enhance your libido and feel better and feel younger without necessarily going to the medical room.
This is great advice. Whit, have we been able to answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for calling in. Gentlemen, I wanted to ask you, there seems to be higher rates of abuse, as Don mentioned, let's say among youth, and I've been reading a lot in the gay community. There seems to be a lot of abuse of steroids and among professional athletes. So I'm wondering if anyone has an opinion about that, like why the rates are so much higher in those communities.
Yeah, this is Don. I would love to speak to that. Our exposure began with the youth community, but as we've been in this battle now for about 15 years, we've watched this epidemic build, and there's a pretty much common denominator. This thing started with professional athletes, and it was driven primarily for improved athletic performance, but this thing has morphed, and it has now become driven primarily by a desire to look better. 80% of the users, according to experts, are not athletes at all. They may be working out at the gym, they may be lifting weights, but they are not competitive athletes. And so if we zero in on some of these communities, and I think that the gay male community exemplifies this behavior. The most recent numbers are over 20% of young gay men are actively using anabolic steroids. And some of my friends who come from that community tell me that those numbers, those study numbers are low. And in talking with them, it's an obsessive desire with body image. It's a form of body dysmorphia. And where with women, when they get body dysmorphia, we're all familiar with terms like anorexia and bulimia. In the male community, it's exemplifying itself with the using drugs like anabolic steroids.
And I do want to mention, Don, that I did look through your site, and you posted a few articles about the use of steroids in the gay community. And one of the things I wanted to explain to our audience that you did state is, because of a lot of the bullying and a lot of the shame that that a lot of young gay men are dealing with, that one of the ways that they're coping is this use of steroids. So there is a cause for it, and if we could maybe, and Dr. Brett could also talk about this as a psychologist, if we could help alleviate some of that shame and maybe be more accepting, I want to say as a society, then perhaps we'll lessen some of the steroid abuse.
Yeah, well, I think like what you said is true in terms of society as well, in terms of culture, right? There's just, and in terms of youth in general, there's just a lot of pressure when you're young to belong, to be accepted, to excel, to compete, to look good. Your identity is still being shaped all through your 20s, 30s. I mean, it takes a long time. As most of us know, it just takes a long time to grow up, and some people never grow up. And if you do grow up, you're really learning how to love and accept yourself at a pretty high level, and that's a rare thing in high school or college or young adulthood. So in those years of forming who you are and figuring out what you're about, you're more vulnerable to things like steroids that are going to make you look good and make you feel stronger and build your self-confidence artificially or in a way that's taking a shortcut.
Yeah, I'm wondering what Dr. Raskin, as an addiction specialist, has experienced in this area.
No, I've definitely experienced it as well, and I've seen it. In fact, Don, just like you were saying about the opposite of anorexia, I've even seen it called bigorexia, where guys just want to be bigger and bigger. And I've seen patients walk into my office, men who are steroid abusers, and you look at them and they're like, their calves are like a tree trunk. And you're like, you know, let's try to figure
this out.
They look
like a character out of a Marvel comic.
They really do. And yet they don't see it. Just like the anorexics don't see that they're thin, these guys don't see that they're actually, you know, morphologically obsessed with their body. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask, let me start with Dr. Raskin and ask all you guys, is there such a thing as healthy steroid use?
You know, if we're talking about healthy steroid use, we're talking about possibly using it for other things. For example, if you have a very elderly, frail, cachectic man, you can sometimes, you know, use some anabolic steroids to help put on muscle mass, for example. That may be a proper medical use of anabolic steroids, but they're very few and far between.
Don, in your experience?
Just like the doctor said, there are a very limited number of accepted uses, proper uses for anabolic steroids. buying them from one of the meatheads at the gym in order to...
That wouldn't be one of them, right?
that's not a way to do it, Don?
that's not a way to do it. And I think, you know, back to buying them at the gym, one of the points I want to emphasize that was made, I believe it was Dr. Raskin made, almost all, virtually 100% of the anabolic steroids that are sold on the street are counterfeit.
That's right. Don, we're going to have to take a break, but I actually want to talk about that after the break, and I want to talk about options someone can have about performing really well without steroids. I'm Dr. G. If you want to call in, that number is 1-800-222-5222, and we'll be back right after the commercials.
Hi, everyone. Lou Manfredini here with another House Smarts Minute. The typical person can be found inside of their home or office space at least 90% of their time. Therefore, it's imperative that harmful pollutants are removed regularly. You can properly remove mold, allergen, dust mites, and light stains from your carpets using a steamer. The heat will kill dust mites and other organic bugs that you don't want in your carpets. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code SNOOZE12 for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com, promo code SNOOZE12.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. A real estate investment startup co-founded by Jared Kushner skirted New York City laws and earned his company more money than expected when they flipped the properties. That according to a report by Bloomberg. Kushner Company's operating partner at the property, quote, told the city the buildings had no rent-regulated tenants when applying for construction permits to update the buildings in 2015. But tax records filed later showed almost 100 such residents. And White House lawyer Ty Cobb has issued a statement pushing back on reports that President Trump is considering firing special counsel Robert Mueller. Correspondent Alex Hinton.
In a statement, Cobb said, quote, in response to media speculation and related questions being posed to the administration, the White House yet again confirms that the president is not considering or discussing the firing of the special counsel Robert Mueller.
KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s to around 50. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. G. We're back with the show. Before we get back into our discussion of steroid abuse, I did want to mention one of our great sponsors, Mid Valley Hospice. And actually, Dr. Raskin is involved with them. He's one of the medical directors. And one of the things that they do that I have to applaud them for is the End of Life Option Act. That is for qualified patients who want to have a prescription to end their life now that it's legal in California. Mid Valley Hospice, and through Dr. Raskin, will supply that service. And you should listen to our last week's show on podcast if you want to see how complex this issue is. If you want to get in touch with them, the number is 818-386-2600. That's 818-386-2600. And we'll definitely, you'll be able to educate yourself on the service. And with that, I want to get back to our show. We were talking, Don, you were talking about where kids are getting their steroids. I was thinking of something, that one of the things I want our audience to get is just how dangerous these drugs are. Like any drug that, quote, makes you feel better, it might make you feel better for a little while, but there's a lot of side effects, and they can be life-threatening, and they're dangerous. And that's what that if you're having problems, and maybe as Dr. Brett and I will talk about, psychological issues that are causing you to use these drugs, there's a lot better ways to deal with those issues than using steroids. So, Don, I wanted to talk to you. I was looking at your website, and I was looking at Dr. Brett's website. Both of you have programs that help people reach their optimal performance in a safe ways. So I wonder, Don, if you could address that, what you guys are doing to help youth prosper.
Absolutely. Our alternative, we approach this thing a little different than Dr. Brett. We're not qualified to do the psychological approach on this stuff. What we do approach, we work with qualified dietitians, certified dietitians, to show young people in particular, but it also applies to adults, that they can achieve their physical objectives, want to look better, want to, develop lean muscle or lose weight. The proper way to do it is by eating right and exercising. It is not necessary to use things like anabolic steroids to achieve those objectives. So we've hired registered dietitians. We're partners with the Professional Dietitians Associations, and that is our alternative set of messages to show these kids how to achieve their objectives through proper diet.
And actually, Dr. Brett, yes. Before we address that psychologically, I want to, since we're talking about diet and nutrition, have Dr. Raskin chime in and talk about how he works with his patients in that respect, too, around diet and nutrition, et cetera, to help them look better.
Well, I completely agree with Don. I think that my emphasis for so many reasons with patients is focused on diet and exercise. And I also agree with Dr. Brett about reducing medication. So if I can get my patients, say, to lose weight and to improve their performance through diet and exercise, I can often get them off of medications like blood pressure medicines or diabetes medications or cholesterol medications. So I think that, diet and exercise is the cornerstone to good health. Absolutely.
And Dr. Brett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, there's many parts to this with me in terms of how I work with people, but the diet, the exercise, the athletes have, most of the time they have the physical piece in the sense that they're in top physical shape, running exercise, so to speak. So I'm doing the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual pieces, as well as helping them on go to nutritionists and get on diets that are super effective in terms of eating right. So, but in terms of the mental piece, I'm teaching all my athletes how to meditate. Meditation has tremendous effects in terms of present moment time, in terms of relaxing the mind, calming the mind, and focusing the mind. I'm also teaching people how to do mindfulness training at a pretty high level. So off the field, what you're learning off the field, I believe, has a huge impact on your performance on the field. So
explain to our audience what mindfulness training is. Sorry to interrupt. Can you just explain very briefly what mindfulness training is?
Yeah. Mindfulness is basically paying attention to your thoughts, your feelings, your body sensations, in a relatively non-judgmental way and bringing yourself back to the present moment all day long. So, in other words, you're training your mind, which, you know, I often say playfully that if I'm on an airplane with 250 people, there might be three or four of us that have a relatively trained mind. The rest of the plane is going to panic in a heartbeat if something goes wrong. So athletes that have trained minds are obviously going to do better under pressure. And the more you have a trained mind, the less likely you're going to need a drug or a medication or something to help you, because you're going to have less anxiety and less fear. And basically, you're doing more present mind everywhere. You know, I do a lot of work with breath work and visualization as well. But all of these are techniques to bring people, athletes, business people, entrepreneurs, whoever I'm working with, back to the present moment. Because if you think about it, most stress is coming from the perceived, you know, outcome of a negative outcome of the future. That's anxiety, or something, anger or irritability that's coming from your past, some kind of resentment. If you're fully in the now, you're much less likely to have stress. And you're also much more likely to perform well under pressure.
So it's about getting people to focus on the moment.
Yes, but focus on the moment all day long so that they can perform on the field. So basically, when they're with their girlfriend, I'm asking them to listen more. You know, one of the first things I ask a male at 20 years old is, do you have a girlfriend? If he says to me, yes, I'm like, terrific, I want you to listen to her more. And
right, that's a great
like, why?
Line. I'm sure she'd be happy about that. I actually want to, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got a question that was emailed to me, and it's actually from a friend of mine. She texted me, and she said that she can't call right now. She's at dinner, but she was curious, because she knew about this show, if we could address an issue, and that is, what about steroid abuse amongst women? And that, I thought that was an interesting question, because we've been talking about it all night, about the abuse amongst men, but I'm wondering if, well, Don, do you ever address that or have experience with that?
And yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, we've talked to a number of young ladies that are actively using things like anabolic steroids. It's girls that aren't looking. I mean, there are some girls that want to get the bulked up Arnold Schwarzenegger look like the guys do, but those are few and far between. But we do have young ladies that are interested in getting the six-pack abs, or as I've been corrected sometimes when I'm speaking to groups of young ladies, they tell me they're four-pack abs, not six-pack abs. But they can take, you know, there are different forms of anabolic steroids that do different things. There are definitely some that cause these, you know, gross and monstrous increases in the size of muscle, but there are other anabolic steroids that cut the muscle, that give them definition and give them a lean look. And those are generally the types of anabolic steroids that the young ladies are going to. We've got, you know, one doctor that we quote that his studies have shown that, you know, adolescent young ladies are now the fastest growing group of anabolic steroid users, which is really a scary thought.
That's interesting. That I wanted to ask Dr. Raskin, are the medical risks for women at all different?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are definitely some gender-specific risks. So if you're talking about females, we're talking about changes in menstrual cycle. We're talking about increased facial hair. We're talking about bone strength and large clitoris and deepening of the voice. So there are some negative consequences, some anti-feminine consequences of steroid abuse in women.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. I wasn't even aware that that group was on the rise. Dr. Brett, I interrupted you. Why don't you finish off about your program and how it can help people?
Basically, you know, half of it, you know, a big part of it is performance enhancing, but, you know, in a natural way. But a huge part of what I do is what I call life coaching piece, right? I'm helping athletes communicate better. I'm helping people communicate better. Because when you communicate well, your relationships are better. When relationships are better, you're happier. When you're happier, you tend to make better decisions, and you tend to be less vulnerable to peer pressure and doing things that are actually going to be harmful. So I'm doing a huge amount of life coaching in terms of communication, in terms of dealing with issues around self-sabotage. A lot of people have self-sabotage.
You know, actually, can I address that too as a psychologist? No, I have this exact same experience. No, I just wanted to say that I agree with you. I have the exact same experience of seeing people self-sabotage. And a lot of times it's their low self-esteem. And once they start becoming successful, that low self-esteem starts to rise up, a bubble up to the surface. And actually, they're not ready to process through it and don't have the tools to be able to do that.
Very successful people self-sabotage. We've all seen examples of that, right?
Absolutely. We're going to go for a break, and we have Richard from Pacific Palisades. He's calling in too, but we're going to have to address his question after the break. I'm Dr. G. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-222-5222, and Richard, stay online. We'll be right back to answer your question.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Saturday mornings at 7, backed by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Get a powerful dose of inspiration every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on The Adam Harmon Show, L.A.'s new home for motivation and natural health. And now you can download the free KABC app from the App Store to listen in live from your phone. That's The Adam Harmon Show, Saturdays at 8 p.m.
Drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gloss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gloss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. G, and we're back with the final segment of our show. Before we go on, we have Richard. He's here from Pacific Palisades. Richard, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, thank you very much. Great show. I caught it a little late, but I don't know if you spoke about this, but I have a question for all the doctors and a quick personal question for Dr. Raskin.
Sure.
Is that Dr. Raskin from the Palisades?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Okay, hi. Quick question. Do you still have that GE body composition machine?
I do.
Test your fat?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to come in and get that.
Oh,
all
good.
Right, my
oh,
question,
good.
Yeah, that thing is accurate as hell.
It is. This is for the audience.
Explain
this,
it what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, this is a machine that we also use for women to look at bone density for osteoporosis, but we can do it for both genders, actually, and it can also tell you about your percentage of body fat, which is a lot more representative of your fitness rather than just what the scale says. So very low-dose x-ray can differentiate between bone, muscle, water, and fat and can give you a number that's as accurate as if you were to do the underwater technique, but you don't have to take your clothes off and you don't have to get wet.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I think it's more accurate. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's my question. I've been reading a lot lately about TBI and traumatic brain injury and hormones, and they're saying if you've had some type of bad accident or even post-traumatic stress syndrome, that it can just dislodge your hormones where they just are not working in order. And I'm not just talking about testosterone. I'm talking about all the hormones, and if anybody knows anything about them.
Well, again, I think every case like this is individual, and I think what the important thing is to go speak to a doctor, I would say an internist like myself, who can check your hormone levels and go through your symptoms of how you're doing and really find out, is your thyroid in the right place? Is your testosterone in the right place? And there are many hormones to check, and I think that that's really the important thing, is to get it checked, and then we can decide what to do after that.
I'm wondering if Dawn or Dr. Brett have come across anything like this in their work, or know of any of the research in this area.
I'm unfamiliar with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. I think so. Dr. Raskin, as the medical expert, is probably the most familiar with it. Richard, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. And I did want to tell you, Richard, that also if you missed part of this show, you can also listen to it on podcast, which will be out in a couple of days from now. With the time we have left, I want to go around to everyone and ask them if we'll start with Dawn. Dawn, if people wanted to find out more about your work and how to get involved with the foundation, how could they do so?
It's quite easy. All you've got to do is come to our website, which is TaylorHooten.org, and that's the name of my son that we lost to anabolic steroids, and we've got everything there, from information on the subject in particular, as well as descriptions of the educational programs that we have. We travel all over the country, the U.S., Canada, and Latin America, providing education programs to young people and to adults and professional groups. We've done programs for many of the medical doctors, American Academy of Pediatrics, and others, to raise awareness about the epidemic that we're experiencing, as well as the steps we can all take to curb this epidemic.
And Dr. Brett, if people wanted to find out more about your programs and how to get in touch with you, how could they do so?
They just simply go to my website, drbrettdenken.com. That's drbrettdenken.com, drbrettdenken.com.
And Dr. Raskin, if people wanted to find out more about your work.
Well, they could definitely come see me, as Richard hopefully will soon. My private practice is in Pacific Palisades, and my website is DamonRaskinMD.com.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to stress to our audience, the reason I wanted to pull this panel together, is we're just touching on some of the dangers of steroid abuse. And also with people like Dawn and Dr. Brett, who are have programs that can give you alternatives to performing at your best, and Dr. Raskin through the right medical care that will allow you to perform in a certain way. But I'm curious, gentlemen, are you aware of any governmental or educational policies that are being implemented by our government to help curb steroid abuse?
This is Don. I can answer that with an absolute and definite no. We have been working
hard. That's
really
unfortunate.
It is. In fact, we did a meeting at the National Press Club in Washington last spring for the specific purpose of trying to spur work by National Institute of Drug Abuse and the National Institute of Health. And with the exception of one pamphlet that I'm aware of, that is the sum total of the effort that's being made in this area. And we are quite disappointed at that, and are working to make another run at Capitol Hill here later this summer. It's just a lot of work to be done, but the federal government's not helping us here.
And Dr. Brett, are you aware of any sort of educational programs that might be out there, or Dawn or Dr. Raskin?
You know, I'm putting together what I call Dr. Brett's 30-day program to mental toughness, and part of the reason I'm putting it together is to do these seminars around the country, because this is a legitimate alternative, you know, both the performance piece and the life coaching piece. So many different elements of the life coaching piece in terms of attitude, in terms of self-discipline, positive self-talk, channeling your emotions, taking total responsibility, time management, on and on and on. But the life coaching piece is tremendous, and it gives you another way of sort of addressing the issues that are underneath why people turn to performance-enhancing drugs.
And I did want to reiterate what Dr. Raskin talked about to our caller, Witt, that if you are someone, let's say, that is of a certain age or gentleman of a certain age and you legitimately have low testosterone, to go see people like Dr. Raskin to get the proper care. And like Dr. Brett said, people, there are definitely alternatives. With the show coming to an end, I wanted to make sure, a lot of times people have a thought that they really wanted to get out, and I give people an opportunity to do that. So I'll go around to our panel again. Dawn, is there something you want to share with our audience before we tune out?
Yeah, one of the subjects we didn't get to, and we certainly don't have time to do it in the brief amount here, but is whole subject of dietary supplements. They're an unregulated industry, and the reason I mention it is that about 25% of the dietary supplements sold over the counter today and used by bodybuilders and other people are contaminated with things like anabolic steroids, and people need to be very, very careful about dealing and consuming those products.
I see that when I go to there's a vitamin store near where I live, and I see all these testosterone and steroid products and pre-performance powders, and I wonder, well, let me ask Dr. Raskin, do you know, or is there a danger there? Like, especially
I think the biggest problem is that we don't know, because these are not FDA approved products. They haven't gone through rigorous scientific studies to show that they have any evidence behind their claims. And I think that's a huge problem. And I agree with Don that they're often contaminated with things that can be extremely dangerous. So just because they're sold over the counter doesn't mean that they're good for you.
That's right. That's definitely a great statement. Remember that, everyone. Dr. Brett, I wonder if you could chime in. Is there any thoughts that you want to share with our audience before we tune out?
Well, just to plant the thought that I think a fair amount of people are aware of, that there's almost always an alternative to drugs or medicine through diet, exercise, meditation, and changing attitude and perspective. So those possibilities, they might be harder in the short term, but they almost always exist, and they're worth exploring.
And Doc, I agree with that. And that's, as a psychologist, it's always a challenge to me, too, because everything, is so instant. If you do steroids, your body changes quickly, and there's an instant change. If you do psychotherapy, it may take years to make that change, but chances are it'll be a lot safer. And in this society, people want instant cures, and they want to see results right away. And sometimes, therapy can take a while, but you may stay alive during the process. Dr. Raskin, final thoughts?
Just a couple last little thoughts. One other thing we didn't touch on, we talked about the dangers of the use of these anabolic steroids, but we didn't talk about when you're getting them from people at the gym, you actually have to inject them, and they'll often share needles, and that will increase their risk of needle transmission like HIV or hepatitis C or hepatitis B. So that's just another danger of the risk of this whole thing. And finally, one other thing we haven't touched on is the use of human growth hormone. It's not typically an anabolic steroid, but I have these older people coming into my office who are getting human growth hormone that, quote, makes them feel young and vibrant. And yet there are no good scientific studies to show that they have any benefit. And we know that they can stimulate things like cancer, tendinitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, all kinds of problems. So we have to look at that as well.
Don, do you have experience with that? We have a couple minutes left.
Well, yes, that's HGH is one of the more abused drugs, not quite as much as anabolic steroids, but it's right up there. And as the doctor pointed out, there are no studies to show any real benefits from this stuff. And like with anabolic steroids, a lot of this stuff is black market. It's typically not real human growth hormone, which can be very dangerous, just like we've seen with the other stuff.
And go ahead, Dr. Brett.
Yeah, my understanding is that the access on the dark web is really easy for all kinds of weird stuff like ox hormone or antler cream or, so there's just a plethora of dangerous hormones or pseudo-hormones out there or supplements out there. So you have to be very careful, and unfortunately, the access is pretty simple.
So we're going to end with that. So that's what I want our audience to hear more than anything, is that we just touched on issues. We can't go into it in great detail, but this is definitely something you need to be careful about. It can be very dangerous. As Dr. Brett and Don and Dr. Raskin all says, there are healthy alternatives to looking and feeling better. I'm Dr. G. If you want to email me, it's drhourglass@live.com. The show will be on podcast in a couple of days from now at the KBC site. We'll be back next week.
This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.